Welcome to Platica con Pueblo. Para esta semana tenemos Diego Camacho, who wrote Congratulations. Hoy tenemos tus locutores Richie y Julián.
Buenas tardes.
Okay, so Diego, could you walk me through the poem you wrote this time, Congratulations?
Yeah, so Congratulations, it was actually written for a chapbook I wrote for class. And it's meant to encapsulate a transition in my life for when I was obviously leaving home and going to college. It's the shortest poem I have in my chapbook, but I feel like it's the one that has the most emotion. Just the way it ends, I feel like it feels like I'm resentful of the way I grew up, which isn't true. I don't know. It's a very personal piece to me because at first I thought it was just a way of describing my own ambition. But I've come to realize that it's a way of encapsulating my fears as well. And I think the thing I'm most afraid of is that I live a life unfulfilled. And the reason why I say the word unfulfilled is because when you talk about the immigrant community, which I grew up around because of my family, many of them represent unfulfilled potential, I feel like. I have so many close family and friends who, they're bright. They're some of the brightest people I've ever met. But I don't know what they strive to accomplish, or their ambition always seems very limited, in my opinion. So I guess that's what that piece is meant to encapsulate. Just my difficulties with them. The middle stanza is supposed to be sarcastic, but it's also meant to tell my audience what my goal is here, why I'm doing this. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was just trying to tell people. It's a transition in my life that I don't feel like I was ready for, but I knew I needed to make.
Yeah, like the tone is very biting. It's very, it feels cold, even though it is titled Congratulations, Felicidades, you know, estás empujando para adelante, but that doesn't, and that's kind of what's being said, right? I'm moving forward because I'm fulfilling the potential that so many people haven't, that my family has worked for me to be at. I'm at that spot now, but it feels cold. It feels pushed. It feels kind of dark. You know, you say the cold wind will be my home. Is there like a specific line in that poem that kind of resonates for you most? Hay una línea en la poema que el sentimiento es la más fuerte para ti?
Yeah, it's my closing stanza. It's cheaper than the price of ignorance. You only be in debt for life. Why would you want to live like an immigrant, I believe? The last line, I can't exactly recall it right now, but that last line, not just because of the rhyme, which I'm a big fan of, by the way. Many of my influences come from rap, so I always try to include rhymes in my things. It's just something that my dad always told me, right? Like, it's more expensive to be ignorant than it is to be in debt. And those are just words that follow me every day. It's like, and it's, I feel like it's so true. Like, I could have absolutely avoided the student debt. However, what more opportunity would my life have opened up to? I look at my friends, the ones that avoided the debt. They're still in the same place. And I don't mean any disrespect to them at all. I have all the love for them. I just don't want that for myself. I don't want that, and I need more. And I guess that's sort of what that all is supposed to mean.
Aquí leyendo una de tus líneas, dices, empaca tu vida entera en tres maletas. Esto es lo que tus papás esperaban. ¿Por qué tres maletas? ¿O tu papá sí esperaban que tú ieras a la universidad?
Sí, era la única cosa que expectaban mis papás. Desde niño siempre me dejaban hacer lo que yo quería. Siempre me amaban, me ayudaban. Yo tenía unos papás bien amables. Yo tengo unos papás bien amables porque todavía están vivos. Son gentes joven, pero como yo crecí, ellos crecieron como yo. Y ellos aprendieron mucho de todo. Nosotros aprendimos juntos. Ellos crecieron y yo crecí con ellos. Y mi papá, él vino a los Estados Unidos cuando tenía 16 años. Y trabajó bien duro. Trabajó bien duro. Él se compró una casa y luego dos y luego tres. La estaba vendiendo. Y cuando perdimos mucho en la otra crisis que teníamos, me enseñó que la gente latina puede hacer mucho con su vida. Y mi papá me hizo creer eso, desde niño, que nosotros podemos hacer lo que queremos. Y sí, y eso es lo que quiere mi papá. Para hacer lo que yo quiero, tengo que educarme. Y eso es siempre mi papá, lo que él me dijo era eso. Tú vas a ir al colegio, vas a llegar al colegio. Y ya llegué, y ya me voy a graduar.
Entonces lo dices en lo literal, empacar tu vida en tres maletas.
Sí, nada más tenía tres maletas. Era una mochila donde tenía mis libros. Tenía unos libros porque tenía clases en el verano. Tenía una maleta de carry-on y luego tenía una que entregué. Pero nada más eran tres maletas.
¿Y de dónde viniste a Chicago?
Yo vengo de Los Ángeles.
¿Y cómo está la situación de comunicación con tu familia ahorita, considerando la cuarentena y la pandemia, todo esto?
Está bien, está bien. Yo hablo con ellos casi todos los días. Más bien, ya agarré un boleto a regresarme a Los Ángeles esta semana, para andar con mi familia. Los extraño mucho. Yo siempre los extraño desde que llegué aquí. Es bien difícil, estar lejos de mi familia porque ellos me... Como te estoy diciendo, ellos siempre me han amado, me han enseñado lo bueno de la vida. Y aquí estoy solo. Y me estoy volviendo loco porque no tengo los amigos, no me puedo salir. Y eso es lo que antes me ayudaba a olvidar que tantos los extrañaba. Y sí, por eso me voy a regresar.
Julian, I know you wanted to ask him the question of about the lines and the way they were shaped.
I thought it was interesting that in the third stanza, you kind of had lines and then they would break on the last word into the next line. When I translated the piece, I tried my best to maintain that and to maintain the rhyme scheme. So when you see the translated version, you'll see kind of how I took that and rolled with that ball. But yeah, what was that's a very distinct, deliberate move as a writer, that formatting choice for the second stanza. So I was wondering, what kind of was the motivation behind that?
It was just sort of like it's supposed to be in the form of a letter. So it's mainly just for an aesthetic purpose. So it can maintain that look that it's all meant together, but it's supposed to be an individual thought. I don't know. I guess the way I meant it is each line means something differently on its own. And then it means something else when it's all put together. Which I feel like that's just all poetry, you know?
Yeah, because those ending words, home, own, you know, they do kind of carry their own weight there.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mainly capture that, and I also like the rhythm to it. I feel like there's a natural rhythm as you read it, and also by creating those line breaks, it's also a more deliberate choice to force the audience into making the rhymes count.
Well, thank you for your time, Diego. We're looking forward to getting this published, and this being, I guess, more or less our first official episode.
All right, then. Well, it was nice talking to you guys, and yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you too. Nice talking to you too.